Coming up.
Próximamente.
Miss Atkinson, no.
For fuck's sake, Gemma.
Bloody hell, I'm covered in shit.
You should do a book about how to lose sex appeal.
Hello, Digimon. Hello. Ooh, did
they? I've started the room with that Mr. Bean's dad.
Go!
Hiya guys, just two quick things before we get into today's episode of Lost in Translation. The first one, please, please, can you take a moment to subscribe to the show? Wherever you're listening, it takes 1 second to subscribe and it'll really, really help us spread the word about the podcast. And number two, we've gone all posh now and you can contact us on WhatsApp. The phone number is 077-961-039-898. That's 077-961-039-898. So get it saved in your phone as Lost in Translation. You can let us know all your thoughts, if there's any dilemmas you want solving. Let us know whether you're Team Gorks or Team Gemma each week. And we love hearing from you genuinely. It means a lot. Obviously, we're on all social media channels as well. It's lost.in.pod across Instagram, TikTok and Facebook. So come and say hello. Right, let's get back to it. Or as Gorks would say, vamos.
Hello.
Hello. I'm saying that to you like I've not seen you. But I saw you literally half an hour ago leaving the house saying, don't be late, Gemma.
Yes. Oh, you didn't bring me a coffee. I would love a coffee.
You can get one after this.
I would love to, yeah. Nice coffee. Oh. Not a croissant, but I'm not eating croissant.
Coffee and a croissant. It's Gemma and Gorko. Welcome to another episode of Lost in Translation. Hope everyone's well. Hope everyone's enjoying this little bit of spring we've having. Have you noticed how light it's getting, by the way?
Yes, 5:30, still light.
That makes all the difference to me, yeah. To my mood, to my energy levels.
Nice.
Just when I'm at work, because I'm at work till 7, when I look out the window of our studio, we overlook Castle Quay, so it's got the barges and the canal and everything. And you see the revelers, we call them. We say, oh, look, the revelers are out, because you see people stood outside talking in the pub at like 5:30.
Nice.
They're outdoors, whereas normally they're being blown left, right and centre, wet through. So it's getting nice and warmer.
Yeah.
I'm all for it. It's getting lighter.
I mean, I'm happy because it means I can push my dinner slightly later.
Oh, no. Would you push your bedtime later?
No, just the late eating, because obviously the light. I have a little bit extra window to eat because it's daylight.
All right, okay.
Try to don't eat when it's dark, you know? It's
like, does this circadian rhythm, darlings?
There's like body hack things that you are into it.
I wear my blue light blockers from about 4 o'clock in the afternoon and I look ridiculous, but it has helped my sleep. My recovery and my whoop's been spot on, genuinely.
I just want to make a very bad joke.
Oh, don't, if it's a bad one.
And then very rude.
It's a judgment-free zone, this, we say. Yes. We listen, we don't judge. We solve dilemmas. You get in touch. And if you do want to get in touch, it's lost.in.podcast on social media. lostintranslation@bowermedia.co.uk on the email. Mm-hmm. Or if you want to WhatsApp us, it's 077-610-39898. So without further ado...
Vámonos! Talking about getting in touch, we got some messages here from the listeners.
Including one from a famous comedian.
Firstly, though, we have this voice note from Jodie.
Hi, Gemma and Gorka. Just a funny little story to tell you. When I was about 18 or 19, I used to get stopped quite often and asked if I was Lisa from Hollyoaks. And I went to a nightclub once and the bouncers asked me if I was her. And I said yes, and I got a VIP treatment and free drinks all night. Just thought a funny little story that you'd like to know.
I love that, Jodie.
She pretends to be you.
Lisa Hunter. Not me. Lisa Hunter from Hollyoaks. I played Lisa Hunter, yeah.
Yeah, so you.
She was a legend.
She must look like you then.
Yeah. I love that you dined out on that, Jodie. Something similar actually happened to me. I think I've told you about I got an upgrade in Thailand because of my dad. So basically, I was shooting.
Oh, yeah,
shooting.
You told me, yeah.
I was shooting a calendar in Thailand, and I love Thailand, absolutely love it. And I checked into the hotel, and they told me they'd give me an upgrade. And I was like, oh, my gosh, really? And they were like, yeah, absolutely, Miss Atkinson. You've got the suite, you've got the views. So I was like, okay. So I went in, and my agent at the time was like, oh, my God, have you got this room? I was like, they've just upgraded me, Beck. And we were shooting there, but they weren't, you know, it's Thailand. I wasn't known over in Thailand. And then throughout the whole trip, anything I wanted, literally, they couldn't do it quick enough. And it's known as the land of the smile, Thailand. It's beautiful. My Uncle Bernard, his hubby's from Thailand. And it's just, it's amazing. But they were so, so nice to the point where it was a bit, a bit awkward, a bit weird, because you feel like, I felt like saying to them, no, it's, honestly, it's fine, I can do it myself. It, every little thing they were doing for me, but no one else. And then when I was at checkout, the lady at the till, she said to me, by the way, we love your dad. And I said, my dad? And she was like, oh my gosh, he's amazing, we love him. How is he? And my dad had died like years earlier. So I was thinking, well, he's currently not doing too well. But so I said to her, I said, I'm really sorry. I said, my dad died. And she went, oh, Miss Atkinson, no, your dad died. And I said, yeah. I said, it was a while back. I said, it's fine, I'm okay. She said something in Thailand, in Thai, to the staff. They all came around and got upset. And I said, can I just ask? I said, how did you know my dad? And she went, Mr. Bean. And I was going, what? And she spun the computer around, and it was on Wikipedia and Google that my dad was Rowan Atkinson. Literally. And I said, that's not my dad. And then they looked at me and went, oh. And all week they'd been treating me like royalty, thinking my dad was Rowan Atkinson. And when I told them that he'd obviously passed away, they were devastated. I said to Becca, I've started the rumour that Mr. Bean's died, because it's the only TV show.
Yeah.
It's in every country because he doesn't speak.
I remember that when you do a street for the first time and I googled you and you got announced because I didn't know who you were.
Mm.
I saw that and I thought, she can be the Mr. Bean daughter.
Yeah, well, someone, I saw a headline. It said, this, how has this produced that? And it was an arrow, and but he was pulling a really funny face. But yeah, it's a rumour, but it got me upgraded and loads of free treatment in Thailand. Yes. Until they found out that it wasn't true. And then we did a calendar there again the year after, and I didn't get the same treatment.
I only got confused on the train if I was a football player from City.
Yes, who is it that, Matt?
No, you mean, they said that when I have shaved hair, I look like Eden Hazard.
Eden Hazard, yeah. Gorka gets mistaken for Eden Hazard when he has a shaved head.
Yeah.
I think you're better looking than Eden, yeah. Sazazad, but I think you are. But I love that for you, Jodie. Fair play, dining out on Lisa Hunter. Good
getting
for you.
Free drinks.
Yeah.
I'll send you the invoice.
We've also had a message from Hayley. It says, hey, Gem and Gorks, I love you and I love the podcast. It's hilarious. Thank you, Hayley. I've been looking for a sound snippet of you impersonating Gorks saying, fuck's sake, Gemma, but I can't find it anywhere. I want to use it for my message tone as I nearly pee myself.
Do you want the real one? I can do the real one. So you can have that one.
Yeah.
For fuck's sake, Gemma.
Do it again clean for her.
For fuck's sake, Gemma.
There you go. My ringtone in Hollyoaks used to be, I'm not even joking, not my ringtone, my message. It was, bloody hell, I'm covered in shit. But it was said in that accent. Me and a few mates, we left each other messages for message alerts. But you know what's crazy? Back in the day, Joe used to pay for like ringtones and stuff. Now my phone's on silent all the time. And if it rings, I actively look at it ringing thinking, I am not answering, message me. But that was, and whenever I got a text message in my Hollyoaks days, my phone went, bloody hell, I'm covered in shit. We've also had one from Pete.
This is
got lots of messages today. Do you want to read Pete's?
Yeah, I can try. Hi, Gem and Gorka. Me and my wife watch your weekly podcast via YouTube.
Oh, thank you for watching.
You both make us laugh. But this week's heartbreak was very funny. When you were talking about first date, full bush, oh my God, I nearly spat my coffee out.
First date's full bush.
Yeah.
That was when we were saying,
yeah,
back in the day, me and the girls, you didn't groom. We used to say, don't groom, because then you won't want to show it him.
Ah.
So no matter what happened, if you're on your first date, no matter if you wanted to, whatever, you used to think, no, because I've got full bush.
Also, walking the dog and realising you had gone commando, what that means?
Commando, it means your knickers aren't on.
Ah.
And actually, I wasn't even going to say this, but I just went to the toilet. I've got them on, but you'll never guess what I've done with them.
They are inside out.
They are inside out. So the little bit that should be flower facing is outwards.
Now you can use them again tomorrow because they are still clean.
Yeah,
inside.
I don't know how I've managed to do that. Yeah, it's not facing the flower.
You should do a book of how lose sex appeal.
Oh, no. The rest of his message says, about 20 years ago, my wife Kay was on the school run and she had a very hectic morning after dropping one off at school. She then had to push the other in the pram to our local centre to withdraw money from the ATM. She was waiting for the money. She looked down to realise that she'd left the house and she hadn't put her shoes on. She'd come out wearing her slippers in the day and age before people wore PJs to Asda. So it doesn't sound too drastic now, but 20 years ago was very different. She was mortified. Best wishes, Pete and Kay. And yes, we are Peter and Kay. Peter Kay. Never mind. Oh, you want no Phoenix Nights?
Yeah, no.
Oh, please, can we watch it?
Nope.
You'd like Sammy Snake.
No.
It's a 10-foot cock and balls, man. He says, P.S., keep the podcast coming. P.S., my claim to fame is I'm Nick Grimshaw's cousin. Oh, Nick's lovely. Nick interviewed me years and years ago. You won't remember it at all. But he was very, very lovely.
Yeah, I did a show in the morning. He did the breakfast radio, no?
Yeah.
And he was a judge in X Factor.
Would you judge someone if you saw them out in the PJs or slippers?
No, I don't care.
You don't care about that stuff, do you?
Yeah.
I walk Benji in my PJs sometimes. Only my PJ bottoms. Probably, actually, not my top as well.
Probably, if it was you, I would say something, but just, I won't be judging you. I will just be pre-warning you of a situation that can happen. So then,
yeah,
that makes sense.
This is one thing we always get lost in translation about. In fact,
you will moan after.
I sent you a picture the other day. So there was,
and you blame them. They're doing their job.
Yeah, there was paps outside work the other day for me, and I don't even know why they were there. There was nothing going on, but I was in my trackies. I had no makeup on because I work in the radio. It's a studio where you're heard but not seen.
Well, you're recorded.
So in my opinion,
the studio, no?
Yeah, but I am thinking, when you have to go to events and you're expected to look a certain way, I get it. But day to day, I should be able to.
But you know what? You know what? This, like, is the same thing happening in the podcast. Last week, when you were wearing the T-shirt.
I do get
and
it.
Then you, they went away, and then you watch the video, and you get upset.
I love doing it. Oh, my God, I look awful.
And then you do that. In the studio radio, in the radio studio, yeah, you have cameras, which they record all the clips for social media
now. I know.
And every time there is a clip on social media of you, you moan about it and said, I look awful, I look disgusting.
No,
and then
I don't say I look disgusting, I'd never say that about myself. There's the picture. So basically, there was a pap outside work, and he was trying to take my picture, and I got so angry. I never get angry. But I was like, no, because I know you're gonna sell that picture because you know I look like shit. And then people will message and go, hey, she looks this, she looks that. And that's not happened to me in a long time, that feeling of like, I don't want him to see me like this. But anyway, I ordered Mia a suitcase for our holiday in the summer and it was still in my boots. So I thought, have that, you bastard. So I got out the car with it like that. That's literally all he got. But I did message him after because he tagged me on Instagram, and I did message him and I just went, look, I said, I'm really sorry for coming across rude. I said, it was just one of those days where I didn't look or feel anywhere near myself.
Well, you were on your period also, so.
I was like, I really didn't want my picture plastered everywhere just for people to comment on how ugly and disgusting I look. I thought, I just can't be arsed with that.
But Gemma, you're beautiful naturally anyway.
I know this, and I'm very secure.
No, that sounds
big-headed.
No, I'm saying that you are a person that you don't need makeup or full glam or anything like that. You are beautiful anything. But if you spend just 5 minutes putting some effort, you won't have that drama.
No, I know.
Before you leave, look at yourself in the mirror.
Yeah, but if it's a dog walk, I shouldn't have to put in the effort. I shouldn't have to wear makeup for a dog walk.
But you know what's the problem
I'm
with
you? I'm comfortable in my own skin.
The problem is that, no, not for the dog walk. The problem is that you put the wrong thing for the wrong reason. Like, you go to the dog walk and you will wear white trainers.
They need washing, don't
and
they?
And then when you have to wear the white trainers to go to the radio, so you look decent, they're full of mud and ruin.
But part of the reason, I mean, I love the radio job, and part of the reason I took it was I said to you, you know, the first time I said no to Strictly was because I specifically said to my agent, Becca, I was doing the breakfast show at the time, and I said, I'm in a job, Becca, where I absolutely love it. It's great for me, but there's no judgment because I'm just on air.
Yeah,
and I said, if I do Strictly, it's the biggest show on telly. It's going to put me back in that position where people can be snide. But then she was like, yeah, but you're older now. You can deal with it now. You're not.
People can be snide anyway.
People are always snide.
So it's not people being snide, how you react to it, how you take it.
Yeah.
So it's up to you.
That's what I mean, and that's what I'm saying. For years, for the last 20 years, I've took it in my stride, where to the point where it doesn't bother me.
I don't take
but
it.
But that one day, I don't know what it was. Might have been Perry's. Might have been my perimenopause.
For example, I don't take it. I could have a picture of me being like I don't know, wearing something that I don't doesn't look okay, and people said, oh, look amazing, blah blah, but if I don't like it, I know I don't like it. It can be the opposite.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it won't affect me anyway.
That's why it confused me, and that's why I did message him afterwards and I apologized. I said, I'm really sorry, I just didn't want my picture everywhere that day, I'm so sorry. And he come back and he said to be fair, I understand. He said, it wasn't me who shouted at you, because the other one shouted something snide at me, and for God's sake, he shouted something arsey. But yeah, he was just doing his job. And I do apologise again, but I just felt awful.
What I'm saying is, like, even in the radio, you're recording in the radio for social media nowadays. So every clip that you are
on
the radio...
Yeah, but I'm not going to put makeup on every day to sit on work.
No, I'm not saying you have to go full glam.
Jesus.
Like, you're going to go do the awards, you know what I mean?
No, I ain't got time for that.
It's just more the after you're going to be moaning about it.
I'd rather my skin be free than caked in foundation.
I'm not talking about makeup. I'm talking about clothes, dress.
I just wear your clothes, then I'll always look cool.
The other day you were
problem solved.
Like the other day, you were for 4 hours in the studio show being recorded for social media with a jumper with a full stain of toothpaste. That's what I mean.
The toothpaste had dropped right near my boobs. It looked like I was lactating. Probably where the pregnancy stuff come from.
Do you know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying. Things like that. I'm not bothered. You're not bothered now, but then when you see yourself, you're
bothered. I wasn't bothered. I walked in the house after the day at work, and you just straight away, like you didn't even go high, you just went, what is that?
Yeah.
And I just looked down and went, oh, it's toothpaste.
Yeah.
And you were like, you've been all day like that. And I said, well, I cleaned my teeth this morning, yeah.
Yes, but it's just...
I didn't notice it till I got to work. I'm not going to take it off at work,
am I? So you have a look at yourself before you leave the house?
No. Great. I just trusted that I looked flawless.
No. I don't get it.
Well, this pod is called Lost in Translation for that reason. We do always get lost in translation, but we always do meet back in the middle, don't we?
Yeah.
Somehow, yeah. For the last 8 years, we've been lost in translation. But we listen and we don't judge. It's a very, very safe space, we say. And we solve your dilemmas, but we also have a dilemma each. So should we get onto that bit?
Well, my one, I think, is already clear. I already said it, yeah.
My dress sense.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, mine's to do with dress sense as well today. And it's something that annoyed me, but equally annoyed you. And it's something I did by complete and utter accident. But do you remember the other day when I was getting dressed? I got dressed and I came downstairs and all was well. You had a look at me. Yeah, all was well. And then about 15 minutes later, I was washing up and you came behind me and you pulled the back of the waistband and looked down and went, those are my jeans.
Yes. And her answers, they were like, they were in my wardrobe. Yeah.
I genuinely didn't know. I thought they were my Berkshire ones, hand on heart. I genuinely didn't know they were yours. And I went, really?
Well, number one is a massive, like, empty pocket on the front of your jeans in front, yeah? A bit loose. Number two, men's jeans and women's jeans are different. Zip. The zip goes the opposite way.
I just put them on.
Do you know that?
No.
That's how you can notice this. A men's jean, the zip goes in the opposite way as a woman. Same thing the way you close your shirts. They're different.
Well, I didn't know that with jeans.
Well.
But you didn't notice at first. I had them on for a good 15, 20 minutes.
No, I just noticed when I saw your bag and I saw the brand and I was like, that's my jeans.
Yeah, I know. I said to him, oh, don't worry. I said, sorry, I'll take them off. And you went, yes, you will. And then literally about half an hour later, I said, right, I'm going to set off to work. And you said to me, like, don't forget to change the jeans.
Yes.
I was like, frigging, I'm doing. Chill yourself.
Yeah. And then the next
day. There's a shite going on in the world. You want me to change
the
jeans?
After that, she attacked me because we were upstairs.
Attacked you?
Yes.
Not physically.
No. I was in the wardrobe and I was looking for the jeans, yeah? And I didn't see them. So I said, Gemma.
Because they weren't just there.
I said, Gemma. No, they were not. I said, like, Gemma, the jeans that you wore the other day, where did you put them? Like, in your wardrobe. I was like, where? Like, they're there. Like, they're not those ones. So yes, they are. I was like, no, this is this brand. They're the other brand. So like, well, it must be here. And I was like,
because that's where I put them.
And then she looks like, oh, they're here. Like, there you go. And I was like,
he says, I looked. I moved two coat hangers down and went, they're there.
So there was like,
four
why are you
pairs
asking?
Of jeans, and because the first one you saw wasn't the ones I had, where did you put them? Where are my jeans? I said, they're there, Gorka.
And where? She goes like, well, where are they going to be? She's like, well, if I knew where they were, I wouldn't ask you. Yeah, but why are you asking? She's like, well, because I don't know where they are.
Because you didn't look. You just looked like...
I looked.
If you'd have moved two coat hangers, you would have seen.
It doesn't matter, but it wasn't in there because she was at the back of the jeans.
Gorka, why would I actively walk to your wardrobe, move all your clothes you didn't move it. And put them at the back?
No, you didn't move it. What happens was probably when I dressed, I moved them, yeah? And the gap was open at the back. So you put them where it was the gap. But then the next day, when I moved the jeans to have my other clothes, I moved all the other jeans that way. So then it closes.
Right.
What happens the day that I ask you, yeah? All the jeans were this way, and I asked where the jeans.
But the fact is, I put them back where I found them.
Yes,
and then
I'm
you moved
saying...
you moved the hangers.
No,
and
I didn't move.
Them.
My thing is that I have my jean colours. Yeah, so I have black, dark blue, light blue, brown. Yeah,
that in itself is weird.
No,
that in itself is odd.
No, it's organised.
But you get to the point where it's like you're like United Colours of Benetton. Your
it's
wardrobe.
Like passing colours. You organise on colours, so then it's easy
so
to find.
So why don't you
things.
Organise mine then?
Because it's yours. If I show you how is your wardrobe, you have T-shirts, hoodies,
I have
shirts.
Stuff that I've not worn in about 12 years in my wardrobe.
And it's horrible organised. It looks
I've
like...
I've even got a Chicago Bulls hoodie. I'm not into basketball, but I just liked it because it had the red bull on.
Because the way you buy clothes and everything.
But I've had that since I was in high school.
You buy clothes, you spend money in clothes, you buy clothes and you can't even wear them together because they won't go with each other. So that's the problem.
It's not on the top of my priorities, Gorks.
Okay.
I'd rather spend my money doing other things.
Me a coffee croissant? Or a coffee machine?
There's a coffee... I've just seen a new coffee machine out there. It looks good.
The one that you need to buy me?
Yeah. I might be a little tea leaf for this one.
This is a poll also. Remember how you posted the other day? This is how you wanted to leave, the farm thing, yeah?
Yeah.
And you tagged me.
Yeah.
And then I said, well, my coffee... I wanted a coffee machine, yeah?
Yeah.
So I have a lot of messages saying that I win because my coffee machine is cheaper than your bloody farm.
My bloody farm.
Yeah.
It's been in the press actually, hasn't it, today that we're retiring early to go and live on a farm.
Apparently, yeah.
Genuinely, that's what it says. And there was loads of, them AI pictures of us getting married. Loads of people messaged me saying, congratulations, you apparently got married over the weekend, but we didn't. Can you imagine if we did? Imagine the stress of trying to plan my wedding dress. You and Ryan would have to just organise it between you. But that's our dilemmas.
Yeah.
Should we solve one of yours?
Yes. This episode of Lost in Translation is sponsored by Whoop.
For those of you who don't know, Whoop is a wearable strap that tracks your sleep, strain, stress and heart health 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Whoop gives you a complete view of your health. I've actually matched my band today to my outfit.
And by the way, you're going to love the new bands.
And if there's any females listening, you can track your period on Whoop as well. I do that. So you put it logs your data from everything. It'll tell you what phase of your cycle you're in, tell you when to pull back on training.
Yep.
My recovery today was like 80-something percent.
Nice. My one is 62 good. Only. Yeah.
There you go. Since we started using Whoop, it has genuinely made a positive impact on our lives, a really positive one. And having the kids in the house, it comes with broken sleep and Benji. But Whoop has helped us build routines that actually last.
Spring is nearly upon us, so it's a great time of the year to make some positive changes to your life, and Whoop is the perfect coach to help you on your journey.
So get started on Whoop today for free by going to join.whoop.com/translation. That's join.whoop.com/translation. So this week's dilemma comes in from Jamie. Hi, Gemma and Gorka. Love the podcast, but I need to start by being honest. My name isn't Jamie. I can't take the chance of the girlfriend hearing this and thinking it's about her because it's something she does that's given me the ick. Long story short, she started using a cutie baby voice when talking about a certain part of my body in the bedroom.
Or maybe associated with it.
She did it once and I didn't react, so now she does it every time and it really puts me off. I tell her to stop, but as we live with her parents, our intimate time is limited, so I don't want to stop us in the moment. So she's basically looking at his quack and going like, hello, diggy boy. Hello. Ooh, diddy.
Is that because she's little?
Well, no, you don't know, but I'm...
Cheeky boy, you know?
I think that's... It might not be cheeky boy. It might just be
if you're 6 foot two, you go, hello, cheeky boy. You're a big fella.
That would put me off. That would put me off a little bit. Yeah. I've not even got one. Maybe what would you do if I did that to you?
No.
Would it put you off if someone was doing
Mom
that?
I would tell you.
I was going to say, you'd say, why you do that?
I'd be like, what's wrong with you?
So it's something, let me just reread it. A cutie baby voice.
A cutie baby voice.
So it's like, hello, like a cute baby voice, like this, a baby voice. Oh.
No, tell her,
you've got to tell her, because also, Jamie, but not Jamie, the longer that goes on and she will eventually find out, and then she'll be really embarrassed, bless her, that it's gone on for so long. You should just say to her, post-coital, do it after, because then she'll be nice and relaxed. Do you know what I mean?
Well,
ask her then.
Let's read this again, because I don't think when she's talking to the little thing, like, hello, little kitty thing, it's when he's talking about it. So, for example, if I go to you, so, tonight, are you going to have a little thing? That's what she's doing. Talking about, not talking to.
You say to me, so what about, so he goes, so tonight, if I go, what's for tea, he'll go, chorizo. Chorizo. Are you having some chorizo tonight? That's what Gorka says. And sometimes I go, I don't eat meat. And he'll go, not this one. And I think, damn it. I've no comeback from that.
It's vegan, eh?
It's vegan. I don't know. You'll have to just do it, like I said, after the act. After the deed or the sin has been done, whatever you refer to it as, in Tulin's case, he whips himself with stinking nettles after.
Do you just wait until you finish, and then when you finish, tell her, so then at least
you're
done.
Yeah, I was going to say, because she'll be in a nice mood then, and he could just say to her, where's this little voice come from?
Yeah.
You could turn it on yourself, Jamie, and say, it makes me think that you think it's little, because you speak to it like a little thing.
It might be, that's why.
And she's being polite.
I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
It's not the size of the waves, it's the motion of the ocean.
I know that.
That's what they say. Oh, it's a tough one. What would your advice for him be?
I would tell you. You know me.
Yeah, but I'm for Jamie. So he needs to have a bit of Spanish in him.
Yeah, tell.
Not for the first time.
Yeah.
What?
Tell.
Just tell him.
Yeah.
But how would you tell me?
I was like, what's that for?
And I'd go, what do you mean, what?
That voice.
Well, I thought you liked it.
No, I don't.
Okay, I won't do it again.
Yeah, shoes.
Problem solved. Do that. That's how the conversation will go, Jamie.
Yeah.
And I always think you have to be, especially when it comes to that part of your relationship, because it's a big part of it. If that's not going right, Jamie, it's going to, pardon the pun, it's going to eat away at you to the point where you're going to not enjoy your sex life anymore. So you need to nip that in the bud now.
Mm.
And for her sake as well, because... Yeah. She wouldn't want to do something that she knew you didn't like.
Also for him, if she's talking about it, tell her. If she's putting that voice during the act, even worse, because he might make you feel like
no,
a little...
No, it's not during the act.
That's what I mean. Just... No, absolutely, mate, tell her.
It's just like, do you know how I say, hello, Benji
Give
boy.
Give me her phone number. I tell her for you, if you want me to.
It's like when we say, hello, Benji boy. It's like you have a voice for different things, but you don't have a voice for that.
You don't need to have a voice for that.
No. I wonder what accent yours would have. Spanish or English?
Like the Mexican of the movie. Yeah. Because
is someone sucking my dick or am I getting 10,000 pesos?
That's the memory.
It's a guy and he's promised either a blowjob or 10,000 pesos.
It's a Mexican. Like, is it Leonardo DiCaprio when he goes to the Mexicans?
Oh, yeah, his whistle. You can do a whistle, I can't.
Just with the fingers like that. That's how I call me in school.
She always says that. Gorka has a responsibility at school when all the kids are on top yard and the teacher comes out to tell them to come in the morning because they have like 10 minutes playing before they go in. Mia always says, Papa does the whole whistle for the school.
No, she does that whistle. Yeah, it's funny because all the mums like, they're like calling the kids, like shouting at them. The kids are ignoring and I go like, and Mia's
really
like, shush, and they all follow Mia.
What gives you the ick in our relationship, if anything?
What?
Does anything give you the ick? You know, I don't like the word ick. I just say the ick. I think it's a teen thing. Does anything put you off me, apart from the way I dress, the way I look, the way I speak, and the way I leave my shit all around the house? Apart from those things, does anything else put you off?
They don't put me off. They just sometimes
it's just me, kiddo.
I know.
Love me or leave me, is the saying. No, what's the saying? If you can't handle me at my worst, you don't deserve me at my best.
They don't put me off. I will go like, oh gosh, but just 5 minutes after, it's fine.
I know, I'm a bit like that with you. Like, yeah, sometimes you do things and I think, oh, you fucking idiot. But then 2 minutes later, I'm like, oh, bless him. It's just Gorks.
Yeah.
It's just what he does. It's a bit like the kids. Sometimes Tiago, he does stuff. Like the other morning, you went, right, come on, mates, get you dressed. And he just went, no. And you said, Tiago, come on, it's nursery. And he went, no, and ran off and he hid in his playhouse. You took about four steps towards him and then you just went, ah.
The day after he saw you with a mask in the morning, he's having breakfast and comes in with full yogurt all over the face like a face mask.
Yeah, he gives himself, if he's eating beans or yogurt, he does this thing, and we've got picture evidence, I can show you the pictures. He gives himself a facial, he rubs it all over his face and he puts it all in his hair. And he gels his hair with it, with either bean juice or yogurt. And he does it every time, even though we tell him. And he just looks at you and goes, I'm cheeky, me. I'm cheeky. But yeah, it's something when he's older, we'll say, he used to gel your hair, pal, with baked beans. Should we do a game?
Yes.
So for this week's game, as we had a voice note earlier from Jodie, who once got extra drinks at a club because they thought she was Lisa off Hollyoaks, aka myself, which I love, Jodie. Today's game is called Mistaken Identity. So there's three rounds. By the way, we've just been literally learning about this now, as you guys are. Producer Henry's sat there. Say hi, Henry. Go, hi.
Hi.
So people know that he's real.
He's not AI, yeah?
He's not AI. So the first round is, there's three rounds in total. The first round is internet rumour. Internet rumour round. The second round is the picture round. And the third is a guess the quote round.
Yeah.
So there's rumours on the internet.
Yeah.
Lots about Gorka, lots about me. So I'm going to tell you the rumour about you.
Yeah.
And I have to say whether it's true or not.
Yeah.
And then you tell me the rumour about me.
Yeah.
And tell me if it's true or not.
I have to say if it's true or not.
So the first rumour about Gorka, I know it's true. It's half true. Because you do have another. So the rumour is that you support Manchester United.
Yeah.
And I know your team is Real Madrid.
Yeah.
But because you're a Spankunian, because you live in Manchester, when you came over here, I was like, you've got to pick a side, red or blue. And you love Manchester United and you've been to the games. Do you remember the game we went to? So a friend of mine who used to play for United, who I've known for years and years and years, he got us tickets, didn't he? And unbeknownst to us, you were sat next to Sir Alex. And the camera kept panning out on match day of Sir Alex and you were going just next to him going, oh my God, oh my God. People were texting me saying, why is Gorka sat next to Sir Alex?
He asked me, do you like football? I was like, yes. Like, well, you better give me a good chat, yeah?
It was brilliant. So, yeah, so that rumour is true, although they're not your first team, are they?
No, I mean, like, if I don't really bother much, because I don't really watch Premier League. If I watch Premier League, I watch United. But, like, and I keep checking on them and stuff, but I don't really watch.
You watched them with Simon the other day.
Yeah, like last night I was watching Champions League Real Madrid, but I don't really watch. I watch Spanish football all the time.
You say it's faster pace.
It's different, yeah. And also, like, the Spanish commentators, I think in English commentators are too, like, polite, too boring.
The Spanish ones, when they score, why do they have to say goal for so long?
Go, 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 Vinicius Junior.
That would annoy me.
Yeah.
Because you just...
It's more dramatic.
It's more loud.
It's like when you watch the World Cup and the European Cup in Spain, it's more alive.
So that's a half-true rumour. Yeah. Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Should I go with yours?
Yeah.
Gemma, you once appeared in a music videos for Goldie Looking Chain and Rizzly Kicks.
Goldie Looking Chain and Rizzle Kicks.
That's
so
true.
Goldie Looking Chain were a Welsh rap band.
It's true. You showed me the video.
Yeah. And Rizzle Kicks.
Is the one the Ross then, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
Ross,
true.
So yeah. Tiago and Gorka's hairdresser, Ross, sent me the video of it.
Yeah.
And the Rizzle Kicks one I did. Yeah, it was Jordan from Rizzle Kicks who asked me to do that, and I did.
Mm-hmm.
And they were so good. They were brilliant. I think the Goldie Looking Chain one, I was only about... I must have only been about 19, 18, if that. I can't even remember. But that is true. Round two is the picture round. You're really staring at the pictures, aren't you? So Gorka's got two pictures. Do you want me to hold these up, Henry, or will people see them on YouTube?
We'll put them on screen.
They're going to be on the screen. So if you're watching, it's on screen. If you're listening, it's two pictures, two blondes, but with smiley faces emojis on them. Which one is me?
One looks like has extensions and bleached hair. I never think you had a bleached hair. And also one...
Do you think I've got real boobs as well?
One one shows more bodies, which is here.
What do you mean? As in, I'm always showing my body?
No, one shows like more body than the other, like right. To compare them. You know what I mean? Like one is like just the shoulders and the head, the other one is up to the belly. So if I would see even the full belly, I could see the piercing. I think you might be the one on the right, but again, I don't know. I will go. Also,
it is tricky. The one if you don't know me, but I know which one I am.
The armpit plate also gives it away, maybe.
The armpit what?
The little thing, the wrinkle on the armpit.
That's just skin. Every woman has that. Every man has that.
I don't know, because also these pigs are not recent. These pigs are from a long time ago.
Just pick a side, left or right.
I don't know.
I know who the left is without even looking at the picture. I think the left is Britney Spears.
So you're the one on the right?
I'm the one on the right. And I'll tell you why I had my bleach blonde extensions and my tan. Because I'd just done my calendar in Thailand, which I was talking about earlier.
Because the way of the hip and how the boobs are hanging, like not hanging, like...
No, I'm leaning on a bike. So basically, that was the London to Brighton or London to Manchester bike ride. So it was like it was Tour de France season or whatever. And they asked me to be the face of it.
Yeah. I never know you with this kind of yellow hair. Like
yeah, well, back in the early 2000s, the bleach blonde hair was in. That was the theme back then. Like Dolly Parton said, it cost a lot of money to look that
like,
cheap.
It's like a Magaluf club hair.
Yeah, well, that's what I was doing back in that day. Magaluf, Thailand, calendars. Hey, the glory days, as I call them.
Chinese tattoos,
they're on that picture, yeah. So I've got, speaking of tattoos, I've got two pictures in front of me of two separate tattoos, one of which is Gorka's, one of which is... whoever's, I don't know, someone else's. And I have to guess whose is who.
One is mine, one is David Beckham.
You do like David Beckham, don't
you? I'm telling you, one is
mine,
one is David Beckham.
So I think yours is a left because the shading's darker.
Yeah.
I think the one on the right, I'm hoping that thing in the right is like a cherub's leg or something.
Isn't it like a cupid?
Yeah, like a cupid's leg.
Yeah, like an
angel. And not a 10-foot cock and balls, man.
No, no, it's an angel.
An engine?
An angel.
Yeah, and yours is the rose petals.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Is it David Beckham's?
Yeah.
Oh, he was right, yeah.
I know David Beckham's tattoos.
You love it? Why do you like his tattoos?
I said I know David Beckham's tattoos.
You were saying yesterday you might get one on your neck.
No, not on my
just
neck.
Just a really nice
not
dainty
on the neck.
One.
I don't want it in the neck, eh? The one that I send you?
Yeah.
No, I want to have what I send you, but not in the neck.
Where would you have it?
I don't know.
You've no room. You're covered.
I want the whole arm here.
Still. No, you look like Jax from Street Fighter. Is it Street Fighter?
I don't know. I want to do my arm, my chest, my tummy.
No.
I want to do it in here also.
Shut up, as if.
Why not?
Because you wouldn't have that done.
Like in the here?
That'd look awful.
In the face.
Only Mike Tyson can get away with that, and it's only because no one would tell him it looks ridiculous.
Do you think I'm real having the tattoos on my face? Absolutely
not. No, I don't think you wouldn't do it. No. Round three. Who has said this on the podcast? Now we can work together on this one. Who said, we poo with the door open and sometimes we talk through the door?
Gemma.
No, I think that's you.
No, you.
I'd have said we just...
No, you said that. With the door open when she's maybe if I have an emergency in the downstairs toilet and you like in the other side, sometimes we're talking through the door.
It was Gorka, no, I'm telling you, yeah. I know you. We poo with the door open, sometimes we just talk through the door. I wouldn't say we talk through the door.
Yeah, okay.
I'd say we talk with the door open. Number two, everyone needs to know how annoying it is to eat with sweaty socks on your table.
I said that.
You said that about me.
Everybody needs to know how annoying it is to eat with sweaty socks on your table. There you go, you see?
They're never sweaty, they're always clean.
Uja, when you come from the gym?
Number three.
Next time that I smell your armpit, I'll tell you.
You thought I was unblocking a poo from the loo in the hotel room.
Gemma.
I did say that, but I can't remember what it was in reference to.
It was in reference and the small room in the hotel that you were making a noise when you were trying to fill the water bottle in the hot
stove. Yes, and you thought I'd clogged it.
I thought I was trying to unblock a poo from the loo. I said, no, my bottle, it wouldn't fit under the tap to fill up.
Yeah.
Last one. The aspect of a strange man with a beard coming in your house in the night is scary to a two-year-old.
Gemma.
That was me talking, because you wouldn't know what aspect was. I don't think I know what aspect means. But it was about Santa Claus and Tiago being frightened of him. And I think the whole aspect of a strange man with a big beard coming in your house at night can be a bit frightening for a two-year-old.
Yeah.
Because you left footprints this year, didn't he?
Yeah.
And when Tiago saw the footprints, he weren't coming downstairs.
Talking about that, it's coming to the house. You see that video went viral on social media. The war is, it's scary. It was in the, I think it was in the news. A man, random man, at 2 in the morning. You know how some doors in the houses in London.
Yes, he just put his eyes up in the doors.
Yeah, so you know how in London you have the doors with the glass in the middle.
We have that up north as well, but I know what you mean.
So it was the light outside the door.
Yeah.
And this man at like 2, 3 in the morning decided to stare through the glass like this and woke up the family, something like that. Yeah. They were scary. Imagine if that happened.
It's frightening.
Yeah. Well, that was a fun game.
It was.
Yeah.
That's all we've got time for.
That was lovely.
I was enjoying this ep. I like these eps when it's just a nice little...
catch up.
A little catch up.
In the game. Should we go for a coffee now?
Oh, you and your frigging coffee. Yes. I wouldn't mind, but all you have is a black Americano. Do you know what I mean? You don't even have anything with creamy milk or syrup or sprinkles.
No,
nothing
they don't make,
fancy. You
they
can
don't
just...
they don't make it here. I made it yesterday at home. I won't have it here. I'm going to go to a coffee shop and ask them if they can make it. It's ice Americano or like a cold brew with a cold foam cream.
Do you know...
fancy.
You are... incredible. It's just dawned on me. Very much like your dad, because you said, here they don't make it. When Gorka's family came over for Christmas, so Gorka gets really annoyed, and I do actually, and I think every person in the UK does, how in England we park on the road everywhere. Like... the street near us, it's lovely cottages, isn't it? Really lovely cottages up and down the road, but cars are parked outside every single house.
Which that's not two lanes, just one lane now.
He gets really annoyed and he goes, in Spain, this would not be allowed. And in Spain, in Bilbao, where we went, there's not one car parked on the road. They're all in underground car parks.
Or in the parking areas.
Or in the parking areas. It looks so much better. And when your dad came over from Spain, I was driving. Your dad was in the front seat and we were going down the road with the cars parked to the other side. And his dad went, oh, en España, ticket, 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 ticket. That's what he said. And I was driving and I went, you sound like Gorka. He didn't have a clue what I was saying, so he didn't react. But I thought, what do you want me to do about it, Manuel?
But it is absolutely true, because that is the problem why here is such a bad traffic. It's not bad traffic also because there is a lot of cars. It's because when you have a two-lane road, two ways, with one lane each way, and you have seven cars parked in half of one lane...
I know, I can't bear it. Go. I'm with you.
And that's the problem.
He gets really, really angry at him.
And councils make more parking spaces or build houses with probably space to park and also fix the roads, because there is massive holes.
Potholes.
Yes, it's horrible. So just fix the roads. We pay a lot of taxes, honestly.
On that note, adios. See you next week. Don't forget to like and subscribe. You can contact us, lostintranslation@bowermedia.co.uk, or the social page is @lost.in.podcast. Or you can ring us on 077-610-39898. See you next week.
This was a Rayo Original Podcast.